أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من حسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا المولى الحكيم محمد الرساس رحمة الله عليه وعلى بس أشعار دشتة خراب الله فرطة. I make the jungle, the wilderness, the bush, the places where there is no people living, forest, that's called dust, jungle. I make that my place of sleeping or my place of living for a few days or so, something. Now, I heard the other day when we were in HTMA, on and when he was going to make the dua, he said a very, very interesting thing which I didn't know and like to share it with you. President Maulana Nomani Rahmatullah, when he was giving the advice that when you are going away from here, you will be going from one town to the other. When it's namaz time, don't be too particular about going to the masjid and making a namaz. Wherever you are in the forest or in the wilderness, make your namaz there. The reason for that, he said to Maulana Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullah, on one occasion said, that jungle jo hai wo Allah ke naam ko sunne ko tarasta hai, because no name is taken of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala there by any human being. So when you, wherever you are, if you can get a chance of performing your fajr, faraz namaz, nafil namaz, whatever, in the wilderness, in the open, away from the towns, then perform your salah there. So So Hazrat Wala says here that sometimes it so happens that Hazrat Wala wants to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he makes the jungle and the wilderness, he makes that his place of residence for a few days. So Hazrat Wala says, jab kabhi dil se aah karta hoon, it's sometimes when I say ah, and I long for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my heart yearns for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I make ah, I sigh. Manzile peshe raah karta hoon. What I understand from this, manzile peshe raah karta hoon. Maybe Hazrat Wala, Damat Barakatuh, has got a better explanation than that. Then what happens? I go ahead and I advance towards the proximity, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In simple words, I get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Manzile peshe raah karta hoon. Ishq ki na murad wadi mein, this ishq of ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day I asked Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib Dulyawi, who was teaching in Dabe, Hazrat, a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how far can he go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there a limit to it? I was still young at that time. He said, just as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala zaat, Allah ta'ala sifat, there is no limit to that. Even getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no limit to that. So, عشق کی نامراد وادی میں اپنے غم سے نباہ کرتا ہوں. In this نامراد, unending, limitless valley of the عشق of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it so happens that I become frustrated, I'm not getting close to Allah the way I want to. Then what happens? اپنے غم سے نباہ کرتا ہوں. Then what happens? Then I make sabr, what happens in this limitless, then I come to terms with my grief. Then I become grieved because I can't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's limitless, completely limitless. Continuously a person will carry on going nearer and nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then further it is said, apne gham se nibah karta hu, sabr ko shikwa o gina kyun hai. Now when I become frustrated and I make sabr and I come to terms with my grief, then what happens? Then what the sabr, the thing that calls is called sabr. Why has it got a complaint against me when I make sabr? Because zabt-e gham bhi bepanah karta hu, zabt-e gham bepanah karta hu. Why has sabr got any complaint against me? I restrain and control my grief and sorrow very, very much. And then Hazrat Wala says, giriyae ashq ishq mein kya hai, giriyae khoon bhi gaah karta hu. What is this? Shedding of tears out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no big deal in that. At times, I even shed tears of blood out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants us that memory. Sari khilqat se dura ho ke kabhi ishtaku khab gaah karta hu. And sometimes I distance myself from all creations to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what do? I make the wilderness jungle my place of residence. Dard-e-dil jab shadeed hota hai, then when the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it becomes very, very intense in my heart, then what do? Yaad mein unki aah karta hoon. Then I sigh and I say ah in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لذتِ ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, لذتِ ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, جوم سر واہ واہ کرتا ہوں. What must I tell you about the lizzat and about the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah, 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 Allah. نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا, نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا, ذکر میں تحتیر دور جام ہے. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی. پھر اس کے بعد کیا ہے؟ اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی, کیا میری فریاد, کیا میری فریاد, کیا میری فریاد نہیں سنی نہیں جائے گی, کیا میری فریاد میری سنی نہیں جائے گی, کیا فریاد میری خالی جائے گی. So this is exactly what is being said here. The lizzat-e zikr kya kahu akhtar, joom kar wah wah karta hu. It is mentioned that when a person makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaliyan, khaliyan means in seclusion. And then sometimes his heart gets filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tears come out of his eyes. It is meant that such a person will get a place in the shade of Allah Taala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Taala give us that place, that time of laugh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Jab kabhi dil se aankh karta hoon, manzile pe shiraakh karta hoon. Jab kabhi dil se raah karta hoon, manzile pe shiraakh karta hoon. Jab kabhi dil ishq ki na murad wadi mein, ishq ki na murad wadi mein, apne gham se nibah, apne gham se nibah karta hoon. Sabr ko shikwa o gila kyun hai, sabr ko shikwa o gila kyun hai, zabte gham be panah karta hoon. Giriyae ashq ishq mein kya hai, giriyae ashq عشق میں کیا ہے, گریہ اے خوب بگاہ کرتا ہوں. ساری خلقت سے دور ہو کے کبھی, ساری خلقت سے دور ہو کے کبھی, دشت کو خوابگاہ کرتا ہوں. درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے, درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے, یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں, یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں. لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, جوم کروا ہوا کرتا ہوں, جوم کروا ہوا کرتا ہوں. جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں, منزلے پیش راہ کرتا ہوں, عشق کی نا مراد وادی میں اپنے غم سے نباہ کرتا ہوں. جزاکم اللہ خیر.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One point that should have been brought to our attention before, but still it's not too late, we should take note of it. Today was the 1st of April, and perhaps some Muslims also celebrated or played fools and pranks on one another on the 1st of April, this April Fool's Day. This is very, very unethical for a Muslim to do, because the history of the April's Fool game, the Muslims had reached great, great heights in Spain. That was in Spain, in religious matters also, And in dunya's matters also, math, science, all astronomy, what and what, where did it reach? Very high. And in fact, one time I gave a talk on these things in Lusaka, and after the bayan, a professor at the university came and asked me, and he said that, do you know who this nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall? I said, we heard it. He said, you know the meaning? I said, according to the words. He says, actually what they meaning, that when the Muslims had reached so high, they're referring to Islam as Humpty Dumpty. That Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, high wall, he said. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the things, men and horses, will not put him together again. That Islam has fallen, and never will they rise again. That is what they have in their mind. But that is of course not true. The day will definitely come. For every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true, and it will show out and play out. And the whole world will accept Islam. There will be that period also. So anyway, when they at that time, the Muslims, when they dropped them from there, they made South America the dumping ground for them. And they dropped them all, went and put them in South America in various places. And the last one, they painted him black, and it was the 1st of April. And they told him, you get out from you be fool. And they chased him out. So when we celebrate or we play pranks with one another on April's Fool Day, we are celebrating the day when we had that hard fall. Like the day, may Allah save us all, your father goes to jail. And every year on that day you celebrate. You have a party on that day. And what is your father's going to jail is nothing compared to what the fall Islam had in Spain, where they had reached. And the gateway to Europe was open for them. And you should have proceeded and conquered all that. But unfortunately, that's a separate subject on its own. And for us, it is that we must never ever think of these days, April, 1st of April, April Fool's Day, 25 December, Christmas Day. They must not be in our thoughts also. 1st of January, New Year's Day. All these things shouldn't be with us. May Allah save us from that. We should know, how many of us know what is the Islamic day today? Which is the Islamic month? Which is the Islamic year? English dates we know very well. But our own Islamic things, we are quite negligent. So anyway, we should try and become more conscious of our identity. We are Muslims and we must be conscious of our identity in all matters. May Allah give us tawfiq and save us from all, not even one slight inclination towards the non-Muslims. May Allah bring it, inshallah. Anyway, we are coming to the end of Jamadiul Ukhra, and we will be entering Rajab. Our majlis was also supposed to be next week. For some reasons, it was brought forward to this week. So Rajab is the month, famously known, of the month of the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, Maulana Rafiq read the ayats of Surah Al-Najm, and there also it's all about Mi'raj. Qab, Qawseen, all about Mi'raj there was. And mashallah, Qari Ismail also read about namaz. Aqim is salat, tarafain nahar. Namaz is very, very important. And the sum total and sum and the gist of the whole of Mi'raj is a gift from Allah Ta'ala of 5 times namaz a day. And this 5 times namaz, it is a duty. But more than we should take it as a duty, we should take it as a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And this namaz is a key to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. If we will make namaz, it will be the key to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, and we can take directly, Allah has given us all, directly the keys to take from the treasure of Allah Ta'ala. But just like a key, if the teeth are not right, you have to take it back to the locksmith, he has to file them and do something. Till they are not right, it's not going to open your lock. So our namazes are not right stuff. And if they are right, many of us, we haven't got namazes in our lives. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, the Amit Barakatum, our Shaykh al-Hadith, says the ulama have written that if a person is making 4 times a day namaz, he's missing one namaz, Fajr, Asr, whichever, one namaz, you don't call him a namazi. Namazi is only that person who is making regularly 5 times a day namaz. So about easily, in my estimation, Allah knows best, about 90% of the ummah haven't got even one namaz in their lives. And of the 10%, there is a huge amount that only got Eid namazes in their lives. Then there's another huge percentage that only have got Jummah in their lives. Then there is another huge percentage which only have got perhaps Maghrib in their lives, or Zuhar, or one or two namazes. Very, very small percentage has got five times namaz. And that five times namaz, inshallah, which I hope we can get to and discuss the quality of our five times namaz. The namazes are there of perhaps 1-2% of the ummah. Very, very few, not even perhaps 1-2%. About 2.5 billion Muslims. How many are making five times namaz? And those who are making, we who are making five times namaz, who Allah give us tawfiq, Allah accept and keep us steadfast on our namazes, the teeth of our key is not right. So we can't open that locks. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made an effort on their namaz. And then they opened the treasures of Allah ta'ala. And they took directly from Allah ta'ala. Today we are taking from the dunya. We are taking from the ground. They took from the treasures of Allah ta'ala. So that is very, very important. So, any case, just let us translate the ayat also. There is a beginning of 21 supara. Allah ta'ala says, Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Allah is addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Utlu, make tilawat, recite. Not tafsir, that is different. Not tarjuma or tashreeh, that is different. Just recitation of Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordered by Allah to make tilawat of Quran. How important isn't it for us? Many places Allah ta'ala says that to make tilawat of Quran. Before going further, let me ask myself, all of us, how much tilawat a day do we make? Ask ourselves, how much tilawat? Ask ourselves, do I touch the Quran even? Or even I see the Quran? How many of us are like that? And whereas Allah's command is to read daily, before Mashaykh should show much more. Now is the time we show at least 4 or 5 pages. So that in a year you can make at least minimum one khatam. Ladies, at least quarter supara. So the days they don't read, then it can cover up. And they can at least make one khatam in the year. And make one khatam at least in the month of Ramadan. This is the bare minimum. And then again, tilawat has got a lot of detail again. It's not just to read haphazard. Our makharij must be, we must make effort in that direction. Our tajweed must be correct. We must make effort in that direction. All that is also required. And then more than that, Maulana Ali Miyah Sahib said that when a person recites Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Musa Lorgat said something very nice. He said, if you want to speak to Allah Ta'ala, then make namaz, tahajjud. And you'll be speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And if you want Allah to speak to you, then make tilawat of Quran. Allah is speaking to you. So if you want to speak to Allah, get up tahajjud time, speak to Allah Ta'ala. And if you want Allah to speak to you, open the Quran, Allah is speaking to you. So Maulana Ali Miyah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, we should take when we recite in Quran that Allah is speaking to me. Everything what I'm reading. So we should move forward, correct our tilawat, be regular on our tilawat, and then move forward to try and understand what we are reading also. And that will help us tremendously. And Allah will be speaking to us. So anyway, the first command in this ayat is Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min kitabi rabbi. From Allah's kitab, recite every day. Wa aqimis salah. And not to perform namaz. Not sallu salah. Not salli salah. Aqimis salah. Iqamatis salah. That is what we will say, perfect your namaz. Iqamatis salah is to perform namaz with all its requisites. And we just delve on this a little bit more. But just towards the end. And then inna salata, Allah tells us what is the benefit of salah. Tanha anil fahshari wal munkar. Many people, we have this problem. My eyes are not under control. My anger is not under control. My tongue is not under control. My many other things. I'm committing a lot of sins. I'm addicted to porn, etc. What is the solution? Don't catch the cat by the tail. The cat is going to turn around and scratch you badly. Catch it by the neck. So what is the solution? Perfect your namaz. Yes. Allah has promised, who can be greater than Allah? فَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. More higher than every knowledgeable person, there is somebody more higher. And the greatest is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So how great is not Allah Ta'ala? So anyway, so this namaz here, yeah, we must perfect the namaz. Allah is saying your namaz will stop you from all lewd and lustful desires and actions. We can't stop it ourselves. We are getting lost all the time. We try, we take one step forward, we have gone 10 steps back. Okay? Drug addicts, one step forward, 10 steps back again. But if we work on our namaz, which we are not doing today, we are not working on our namaz, we know it's, we must become Hafiz al-Quran. I know I must become an Ali, I must become a doctor, I must become an engineer, I must earn my rosy. But who of us feel that I have to learn namaz? Allah. What to say? Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah. Walking library. What an Ali. But he went to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and he said, all I've come to you for is let me perform 2 rakats properly namaz. Yeah. And where are we? Our namaz, we're not concerned. What an Ali. But he says, teach me, let me make, train me, teach me to just make 2 rakats properly. Right? But we're not worried of our namaz. Namaz is a very important thing. Then Allah Ta'ala says one great means in order to bring this into our lives, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest. This is a great remedy. Tilawat of Quran, namaz, perfection of namaz, the benefit of namaz, and for that, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And when you will make your zikr, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ, that reality will come to you. That Allah knows every action I make. I can hide from the world. I can make myself happy that nobody knows what I have done and what I am doing. But Allah knows everything. Okay? So this reality. So anyway, in the month of Rajab, the 27th of Rajab is the famous date of the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sum total and the gist of Mi'raj is that we were given this gift of 5 times namaz. Actually, initially, Allah had made 50 times namaz a day for us. And if we see, for each namaz, we're more or less about 20, 25 minutes, perhaps 30 minutes we have to spend. Get going to toilet, making wudu, going to the masjid, making the namaz, the sunnahs afterwards, returning back to the shop or to the house. So if there were 50 times namaz, we should have required about 25 hours a day. But Allah Ta'ala, it's a whole long event that took place. Allah made it 5 times. And Allah said, as far as the reward is concerned, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. That my word won't change. I've made it 5, discounted you, but I'll still give you namaz of 50. So if we make our 5 times namaz today, we get the sawab of making 50 namaz, for which we are still short 1 hour in our 24 hours. Eh? We are getting every day 24 plus 1 hour's namaz, every day, if we make our 5 times namaz. So namaz is very, very important. And before the coming of the month of the great and auspicious month of Ramadan, let us get in groove with namaz. If we are making namaz, work on the quality of namaz. If we are not making namaz, come into namaz, get used to namaz. Otherwise, many people, in Ramzan they make 5 times namaz, after Ramzan, namaz falls apart again. When we go for Hajj Umrah, we're making 5 times namaz. When we come back, it falls apart again. So let us get into the groove from now. That is, in my little understanding, and Allah knows best, that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Give us barakat in Rajab. What is the barakat? Unfortunately, many of our ladies especially, they want the white meat from now, 2 months before Ramzan. And they want the fadats now. That is not the barakat of the month of Rajab. The barakat of this month is we come into the groove with our namazes. So that is very, very important. Now, as far as, we haven't got so much time, but very briefly, namaz, the first thing is that we all try to make 5 times a day namaz. One time, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi was traveling by plane. It so happened a Jewish rabbi was sitting next to him. And talk starts, some talk, conversation. So that Jewish rabbi told Haji Bhai Padia, we are today we are not afraid of the Muslims. They can't do us anything. There was no Israel. Right in the heartland of the Muslims, of the Arab Muslims, they came and they put Israel, and it's just increasing all the time. And the world is looking, and whether it's a Muslim, non-Muslim, nobody can do anything. He says, because today it is a world of materialism. And whoever has got more materialism, and in this year, whoever has got more warfare things by them, rockets and jets and tanks and all those things, they will be more successful. And you people can never match with us in those things. We have gone far ahead. You people can never match with us. But he said, the day your masjids get full, and the Jewish rabbi is saying this, the day your masjids get full for Fajr, how they get full for Jummah, that day we won't fight you. We'll drop all our weapons. Because we know that you will win. But when we have Allah on our side. And we know Fajr, what is the condition of our masjid? Compare, forget Fajr. On a Jummah crowd, masjid is too small. Asr, the next namaz, masjid is empty. So if we can get our five times namazes, wujud is salah. That is the existence of namaz, everyone in his life. Man, woman, all. We bring namaz into our lives. And Abdullah Saud is a Saudi Jordanian in South America, one town. He told me that he was a small boy, 5-6 years. Now he's an old man. When they were sent away from Israel, from Palestine, then Sharon, he was an army general at that time. And he told, my father was with him, the understanding person, grown up, young man. And I was perhaps hardly born, I was born later or whatever. But he told my father that this is your people's land. And you will come back here. And you will get this land, but not today, not tomorrow. The day your masjids get full with their namazes. We make the masjids empty. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say this with tears in his eyes. When he spent his 1 year in Jamaat in the Arab countries, they kibbut Baitul Muqaddas. Late at night, they made the Isha, they slept. Fajr time came, Muazzin came, he gave Fajr Azan. After Azan, they made the Sunnahs, and they waited, and they saw Muazzin is missing. No Imam. And there's not something to laugh about, something to cry about. And then when time was going now, so they made their own namaz. So what time the Muazzin came again. So they asked the Muazzin, what happened this morning? You gave azan, but then you were missing. Whereas you were not there, sunnahs you didn't make, and no imam. So what he told, he says, I'm paid to give azan, I'm not paid to make imam. So when that is our condition, then Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib used to say, it's a system of Allah Ta'ala. That when we don't look after the masjid, that means we don't make them abad. Then this happens. So which was the famous masjid in India?
Babri
Masjid. Same thing. How many other masjids? We don't frequent them. And that is the main thing of a masjid, that it must be free. The real upkeep of the masjid, there must be musallis there. If our musallas get torn, we can't afford to put new masjid. But the musallis must be there. Today the musallas are the best quality. And the musalli is not there. Forget worse qualities in the musalli. The musallas are the best. But there are no musallis. Forget quality in the musallis. So one thing that we have to work for very greatly, and this is in every way. In our homes we must see. How many people in our homes are not making namaz? Have that worry, that Quran, namaz we are not making. Hey, how many youngsters, faraz, namaz is faraz on them. Not making namaz, or not doing it properly last minute, just at home, not going to for jamaat namaz, if without an excuse. Then if problems don't come, what else is going to come? When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, says, when we regard poison as medicine, and medicine as poison, what can there be hope for the salvation of such a nation? Today namaz, we regard it as poison. If anyone talks about namaz, you are having a function at home. One person gets up, chadho bhayo, namaz me time chiyo. Let's go for asar. Oh, what's the thing he spoke? And if you have a family get together, 2, 3, 400 people, and somebody just one bright spark goes and give azan. Hey, what you doing here? You know there is a family get together. And you do, what you giving azan? You want to make them go quietly one side. Nobody must in our communities. That you go and make one side, you make your namaz. Yeah, you can't. And the ladies even worse. Because they got their hairstyles, they got their high heel shoes, and where they going to go and make, they got their nail polish on, they got their cutex on, where are they going to go make wuzu and take out all these things? When this is the condition of our namaz, and then we are complaining of the condition of the Muslims in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are complaining of what is happening to us. It's Allah's mercy through and through that we are not wiped off the surface of the earth as yet. Otherwise we deserve. وَرَحَمْنَا أَيْ تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْأَعْدَى مَا إِسْتِحْقَاقِنَا بِأَفَانِينِ الْإِقَابِ. Oh Allah, have mercy on us. Though what various types of mercy pour it down on us, when in actual fact we are liable for the worst punishment. We should be wiped off the surface of the earth, what our condition. Forget the rest of deen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote to all his governors in the time of his rule, Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. The most important matter in your lives, according to me, is salah. A person who makes his namaz alive, he has made his whole deen alive. And a person who has destroyed his namaz has destroyed his whole deen. And we know each one of ourselves, me myself, think for ourselves, what's the condition of our namaz? So the existence of namaz is so little. Then the next, very briefly, this needs a lot of discussion. Try and come and spend Ramzan in the Khanqah, where we have a little bit more time, not much, and all these important things, and reflect upon it. And all this for the sake of Aman, to bring it to us. The next I will carry on is that our qaza namazes. Hey, think how many namazes I've got qaza. I haven't made those namazes. And try and perform those namazes. Start with 5 times namaz. First thing, get started. Then get concerned about our qaza namazes. One very good learned person, our good friend, when he became conscious, alhamdulillah, then he always reports to me. And he's a very learned person, a mufti. He says, now I only got so many qaza namazes left. So when that is there, what is our condition? How many of us from the time we became baligh and we became matured, and if we don't know, take it from 15 years of age. And think how many namazes I must have missed. Cover up on our namazes. That is the second. The third thing is look at the quality of our namazes. That now work now, start with 5 times namaz. Get engaged in making your qaza namazes. And then now the quality of namaz. Quality of namaz, 2 things. Outwardly and inwardly. For example, one very common thing, Fajr time, many places perhaps the imam also comes with his pyjamas, but he wears a jubba over. Or we with our pyjamas, or we make at home for some reason, we got delayed, or we're not feeling well, we're making at home. We make namaz in the pyjamas. Or whatever it is, we go on a holiday. How many of us? Then Bermudas and a t-shirt, and we are just making namaz with that. Sometimes even without topi. Namaz is made, will be made. Which mufti will say namaz is not made? But will you go with that kind of dressing to your office? Will you go with that kind of dressing? You got an appointment for a job and to go and see the manager of the firm or the counsel. In the counsel, you have to see a counselor or somebody there. And will you go with that kind of in front of Allah? In the masjid is also Allah, and at home also is the same Allah. It's not a different Allah that, yeah, we put on our kurta and whatever else it is, amama and everything. One person phoned me this morning. He says, my son just returned from 4 months. Now they are insisting they want to go for holiday to Mauritius. Everything is going to get washed away. I told him, try your best to talk him out of this. Otherwise everything in a holiday is a holiday mood. And there a person who even thinks of something against the holiday mood, he's a spoiler. He's spoiling everything. So this is our condition. So our outward dressing must be correct. Sometimes we might dress like that, but see somebody who is wearing that and making namaz, how terrible it looks. And just put this one aspect also with it. You are standing in front of Rabbul Alameen. خالق السماوات والأرض يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah is in front of you. And this person making namaz, think, I also make namaz like that. What is my condition? In front of my Allah, this is how I make my namaz. My outward dressing is like this. Perhaps no beard also, or perhaps no topi also, and like this we making our namaz. So our clothing must be right. Then our outward postures of namaz, did we ever learn or did we ever try that we correct? How many of us, how much in the Darul Uloom, Allah give jazaa khair, Maulana Abdullah Maulvi, to the students on every Yawmul Thulathah, on a Tuesday after Asr, he has been explaining for the past weeks how we should perform our namaz correctly. Lifting the palms like this. The palms must face qibla. This we explain also in Ramzan, and the ears must, the thumbs must touch the lobes. That is the correct way. Many of us just like this. Just like this. Even especially in Witr, for the third rakat, we just lift our hands a little bit. No, lift it up properly. We have to surrender to Allah. And when we do this, throw the greatness and throw everything else behind us. And now in front of me is only one of them. In namaz, we say about roughly 360 times Allahu Akbar in one day. But till today, how many years we making namaz? Allah's greatness hasn't touched us. Forget our hearts, it hasn't touched our skin, it hasn't touched our minds still. The great Allah we don't think about. We hear in every azan 6 times, it comes to about 400 times Allahu Akbar. I was just thinking that why did Allah keep in every rakat Surah Fatiha? Even a person who tries to concentrate, in the surah he will concentrate. But Surah Fatiha, we take it for granted. If it was something to be taken for granted, Allah shouldn't put it in every... What is the message in Surah Fatiha? How many of us think of it? So anyway, so the other thing is that how much we read in the kitabs, we teach it. That your legs must be both straight, not facing east and west. And 4 fingers apart. When Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, he was in Jalalabad, he was making namaz. And that is a sheikh. His sheikh, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, while he was making namaz, came and put his 4 fingers between his legs. So he brought his legs a bit nearer. Oh, Hazratji pushed his legs more, until 4 fingers. Then it's a lesson for life. But just like this talking, nobody takes heed. How much we are saying, I tell the students, how much we are hearing, but we don't pay any attention. When we go Haramain Sharifain, we see the people, they were their legs broad apart, and one east and west, and hands carelessly down here. In front of who are you standing? We don't think in front of who we are, like a careless attitude in namaz. And then some of us little dancing in namaz. As we are making namaz, we are moving, as if we took Allah for granted. Whereas people in namaz, Allah, what the condition became. When they should hear azan, they should faint. Allah forgive us. And Allah help us. We are all in the same boat. I'm not, none the better. And all this I'm speaking so at least a little bit can come in me. And speaking in front of you, at least I will get some shame. Allah make it by the barakat of talking of His deen. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Imagine Allahu Akbar. Where are we? Time also is so, doesn't, it's not on our side. Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullahi, great bosom of the Thanvi Silsila, invited Shaykh al-Islam Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi to his Darul Uloom before the partition of India and Pakistan. They travelled by train, long journey, overnight journey, and at one place the engines change of the train. So there was a lot of time, it was Fajr time. So they made the namaz on the platform. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, the Imam, Jummah day, and with great itminan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Dahar. And they finished their work. The conductor blew his whistle, trying time to go. But they still carrying on. He came and stand there, train is going to move now. But after namaz, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali told Maulana Shaykh al-Islam that you should make your namaz short. Now the train is gone. Our goods are on the train. The program we have made is also now all upside down. You should just make... He said, I know. I could even break my namaz. But I was not in my senses. I was so connected with Allah Ta'ala. If we get even one moment such connection with Allah, we don't have that. We don't know what is namaz. Hey, we're just hearing the word namaz, salah. We haven't got one moment that we get that connection with what Maulana Rafiq was reading in the Ash'ar of Hazrat. We haven't got one second, one moment of such connection with Allah. You forget getting two rakats like that. One buzurg says, I can't even, my one subhanallah won't come out right by Allah. Only by Allah's fazl that He forgives us and He grants us Jannat and saves us from Jahannam. Allah is most merciful and most kind. But otherwise, we've got nothing to our credit. So this is our condition. So outward namaz must be correct. Ruku, sajda, all that must be correct. How many of us, our hands, so many times we are told, keep your fingers together. But the fingers are just apart in sajda. We don't do that. Our outward namaz is not correct. Where is the inside namaz going to be correct? Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Damat Barakatum says, if Allah had made it, that when you make namaz, then there is a screen that shows what you are thinking about. What should be out? Okay, what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? Allah have mercy on us. Whatever we did, whenever, wherever, however, it will be shown on your face, it will be barred. And everyone will see what you have done. What will be our condition? And our thinking, Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Azizur Rahman, Mufti Azizur Rahman, Sahib of Deoband, once performing Taraweeh. And there is another very important lesson also. We want smart leaders. Leaders, the whole year we had heard to our imams. Now we want new leaders. And all with that sing-song tone and little bit all that and copying Sheikh Shuraim and copying Huzaifi and copying somebody. But yeah, it was Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, for your imam, don't keep a qari. He's more worried of his qiraat. No khushu khudu with Allah. No contact with Allah Ta'ala. Keep a person who has got contact with khushu khudu in his salah. Then you'll get the enjoyment of namaz. Otherwise, we worried more of the qiraat and of all the spartness and all the tone and all that we are worried. So, Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was imam. And perhaps 8-10 people, you don't need, today if our masjid get empty, we are cross. That why people are not coming. Genuine people, let them come. There were about 8-10 people. And Mufti Azizur Rahman recited the ayat in the Quran Sharif, Yawma Tubla Sarai. The day when our secrets will be opened up. And he carried on reading, Yawma Tubla Sarai. Yawma Tubla Sarai. And how he read it. They felt unconscious. Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Shafir Ahmed Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali, screamed and he fell down. And Maulana is carrying on reading. They had to always make wuzu, fresh wuzu again. And they came and Maulana then he carried on. But just that one ayat, the day when our secrets will be open. But we don't worry about it. We want the qiraat to be smart and we are worried about mistakes and we are worried about sound and we are worried about speakers and we are worried about all that. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. So anyway, our outward quality of namaz, try and correct that also. Our dressing, that our how to make namaz, learn from somebody how to make namaz. This careless attitude in front of Allah Ta'ala is very, very offending. Hey, Allahu Akbar. I wasn't well. So making some zikr sometimes. So reclining. Then the thought came, you are reading Durood Sharif. If you are reading Durood in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will you recline like this and read Durood? Reading a tasbih of istighfar. You are asking Allah for forgiveness and you ask your boss for forgiveness, you ask your wife for forgiveness. You got a cigarette in your mouth, your hand in your pocket and you're standing like on a street corner and you say, forgive me. The person will give you one heart kick, man. That, what forgiveness? How we must be humble? This consciousness is not there. In namaz, it's not there. Where it's going to be out of namaz? May Allah bless us with this reality. So the quality of namaz we have to improve also. And then after that, when the namaz is finished, dua. Ya Allah, my namaz is not worthy of acceptance. The same, the ash'ar which Maulana Rafiq Sahib of our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimahumullah, recited, that this ishq is such that I don't, that when I make namaz like that, like you want to get married to a girl, you are proposing, they're not accepting. You're going through this source, you are going through that source. Are you burning? You are desirous to get married. But no response. Allah will only, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, arini, oh Allah show me to, I want to see you. And Allah Ta'ala said, lan tarani, lan wattaqi, that you can't see me Musa in this world. So Hazrat wants that love of Allah to be close to Allah Ta'ala. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, who was given what torture because he did not accept the Quran is the creation of Allah, which is the correct thing, it is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. When he passed away, Allah said, "Oh Ahmad, you went all through that suffering because of me." He said, "Ya Allah, for your sake, that I upheld the deen, and I went through all that whooping and slashing and all that, for your sake." Allah says, "Today I will show myself to you."
Allah,
and when Allah showed him, Allahu Akbar, all the beauty of the world, flowers, roses, trees, waterfalls, mountains, lakes, whatever you can think, beautiful woman, handsome man, whatever you can think, who made them all?
Allah.
And it is not one billionth of a trillionth of the beauty of Allah. What is the beauty of Allah? So this is what we have to work for. So at the end of our namaz, we beg, Ya Allah, I couldn't make my namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Ya Allah, I made a great zulam on myself. What a gift you gave me, I spoiled. Your father gave you a Cadillac, a Rolls Royce. And you made a foul run out of it. You put your chickens inside there. You say, "My son, what you doing? Allah gave us, what's a Rolls Royce in front of two rakats of namaz? What's a Cadillac? What's a Boeing? What's anything in the world?" But we haven't got the value. How can we go and give dawah to the non-Muslims and tell them the value of namaz? How can we tell somebody else? We haven't got it ourselves. And if little bit we got, it's only on the tongue. It hasn't still gone down the throat also. Tongue, which is about 3-4 centimeters, on a few people's tongue only it's there. And where has it gone down? May Allah Ta'ala let us work for our deen and make our deen alive. Wallah, if our namaz can, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali many times used to say, let us make one effort to make namaz alive in the world. Let us make namaz 100%. And that is also namaz without quality, but just it comes alive. Only about 10% are making somehow some namazes, some upside down, haphazard. That is all. And this is only Allah's mercy we're still getting some rain. Anyway, the earth is still on its place. It's not shaking and throwing us away. On the day of Qiyamah, mountains, today we hear of one earthquake in Haiti, another earthquake in Pakistan, another earthquake in this place. On day of Qiyamah, the whole world, every mountain will be smashed to smitherings with the earthquakes, the Himalaya mountains, Mount Everest, all these mountains will be smashed to smitherings on the day of Qiyamah. What will be that day? So, that we are still alive, and the amount of gunas, that how many of us make dua, that it's not in our hands. But Ya Allah, this gay and lesbianism and homosexuality and what laws have been passed. Ya Allah, remove these laws. We're not worried. We got nothing. It comes in a hadith, Man ra'a minkum munkar, a person who sees wrong. Well, you hayyirhu bi yadi, change it with your hand. Today, who of us do that? My own daughter, my own son, what clothes they wear, what kind of toys they've got. We can change it, but who? Not, we're not conscious of it. And if not, فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِيْ فَبِلِسَانِ, at least sing. فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِيْ فَبِقَلْبِ, feel it bad, make dua. And if you can't do that also, then after that there is an atom of iman left. If we don't even feel bad about it, and today how many wrongs take place? We join it, we laugh, we go to a janaza, and their laughing is carrying on. People talking about the weather, cricket score, commentary, this, that. Who of us feel bad? We go and join. And the hadith says they after, if that is also not there, there isn't one bit of iman left in them. May Allah forgive us. What is our condition? Allahu Akbar. Just take 1-2 minutes. One time in Masjid in Nabawi, two people were talking a bit loud. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, it was his time of Khilafat. He took a pebble and threw it at one Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala. And why didn't he call him? That he didn't want to raise his voice in the masjid. So he just threw a pebble to draw his attention. Then he told those two people, they called him here. He softly he told them, they came, from where are you people? From Taif. Oh, had you been from Ahle Balad, from Medina, I should have given you your punishment, a lashing. You raising your voices in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we go, Haram Sharif, Medina Sharif, families go between Asr and Maghrib conference day. The children are running wild rackets. Children enjoy chasing games. Nobody tells them anything. The parents won't tell them. And we are happy, whole family went for Umrah. Hey, we achieved a great thing. And there we are talking, what then, what we are talking? And phoning to the whole world. Phones are coming and we are making phones. And in the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Masjid of Haram, we went for Umrah, or we went and make Haram there. And the worst Haram in the Masjid, Haram of Medina Sharif, Haram of Makkah Sharif. And we are happy, whole family, we all went for Umrah, and we all went and it was very nice. And but what we went and do there? Guna la sawab barbad, guna lazim. All our good sawabs are destroyed. We came back with gunas. But who even thinks about these things? Nice, everyone going Umrah, mashallah, whole family is gone. Everyone is, but what are we doing? May Allah make us realize Ramadan is on its way, close it is. And other Ramadan is hardly gone. Allah is kind, He brought another. If Allah gives us وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, let us make the best and bring some change in us at least, inshallah. May Allah give us coffee, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. InshaAllah, tomorrow night after Maghrib Salah, we have a monthly Ash'ar Majlis at the Darul Ulum in Azalbush. And we request all brothers to participate. And on Yom Al-Ahad, Sunday morning,
I will be Isha in the Darul Ulum announcing.
And after Maghrib?
After Maghrib, so announcement. Oh, Maghrib, thanks. No, no.
At 12 past 6, inshaAllah, when the program will start. And then inshaAllah, on Yom Al-Ahad, from 10 o'clock, will be our monthly Majlis. InshaAllah, this month, Hazrat Maulana Mazal Sahib, Laam Barakatuhum, the illustrious son of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, will be coming for the Majlis. Muhammad request, inshallah, we should all try to participate, bring as many other brothers as possible also. We are fortunate to have such a great personality in our midst.
No, inshallah, Mali Musa.
Inshallah. And then, in the 15th and 16th of Rajab, 22nd and 23rd of April, inshallah, we'll be having a slide jalsa in the Johannesburg region. The exact places are not confirmed as yet. But inshallah, in the following week, the posters will come out, a complete program. It will be a Jummah program, evening program. And on Yom Sabt, inshallah, after Asr Salat until Isha Salat, in one masjid, the program will take place. Together with this, there will be a youth program. So inshallah, we should also encourage all our youth to take part in this program. The full program will come out. We are just mentioning this, inshallah, so we are all fully aware of this. This will be in 3 weeks then, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم انا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك. اللهم انا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك. اللهم انا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا لا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.